our band can beat up your band, which is us. It's just a great sign.
That is funny. Yeah. I like that.
As a fan who was at the game Saturday night, this is another question about the trophy ceremony.
Sure.
If you missed Mel's comment about that, again, it was not a big
deal. No disrespect to Minnesota State. And, you know, we have a lot of respect for their team and their coaching staff. And, you know, Mike Casings and I talked before the game. We talked after the game. We talked the next morning. So, no, it's becoming a good, healthy rivalry. And like when you watch it, whether it's even the you know, the basketball championships you watch right now, you shake hands and you move on. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you do. There was no disrespect to that. You know, I think it's all about their team and them having the opportunity to celebrate and getting the trophy. That's what it's about. It's not about us standing out on the ice and watching that. It's about their team getting that trophy and you know, for what they've done. And like I said, I watched a game last night, Minnesota and Michigan, same thing happened. You shake hands, you go in the locker room, and they celebrate, and they call their players up and give them the trophy, and they do what they want with it.
I know a lot of people are adding on that with the tournament, all tournament team, with a couple of Huskies being named during that ceremony. But that could have been somebody from.
Have you ever seen a player from?
Exactly.
Have you ever seen a player from a losing team go up there and get that award?
I've never seen.
It's like one of the most awkward things ever. Even for like the GLI tournament, they don't want to be there, Dirk.
Right.
I mean, the congratulations to David Johnstone. You know, he was on the all-tournament team,
right.
And Tyler Heenan, and they got their awards. They got their awards. So, and if you ask them if they really want, no. And same thing happened last night. I watched the game again, and they announced the two players, and they didn't come out and get them. So I think it might be someone's personal opinion that would like to see that. But overall, I mean, I'm not concerned about it. And like I said, there's no disrespect to our players or the Minnesota State Maverick hockey team.
Since Bowling Green was a bubble team, would a third-place game benefited them if they would have won that game?
I'm sure it would have. Yeah. I can't tell you for sure. Sometimes it can help. Sometimes it can hurt. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's only one league that currently has a third-place game. And, I don't know if either one of those teams wanted to be in that game, if you ask North Dakota right. and Denver. So, I mean, Denver sat players out, you know, in that game. So I just – you got to be careful about it. And, you know, there's been conversations that it could help. But, you know – who knows? I mean, it depends who the team they're playing with. It could hurt, could hurt, and it could help.
What are your thoughts on the Cliff Watson penalty he received on that? What appeared to be a nice hit in that championship game, the one that was right in front of your bench there. You probably didn't see it that well live.
No, I set the one in late in the third period when we're down 3-2.
I don't think that was the late one. It was a roughing call.
Or was that the first night?
Maybe that was the first night.
Yeah, first night it was, questionable. I'll just leave it at that. It's you know, might be considered interference, but they said it was because it was in that turnbuckle area. But you can't, you know, you're just playing the game. You're not trying to hurt anybody.
Let's take a quick break. We'll try to get to a few more questions here. Mel Pearson Show continues after this.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome. Butco's Party Store in Calumet has gone over the edge with March Madness deals store-wide. All 2 liters in stock, 4 for $5. All Mountain Dew 20 ounces only, 2 for $2.22. Don't forget to check out Butco's expanded grocery line and a vast selection of energy drinks. Stay warm and comfy in the dead of winter with Keweenaw alpaca gear. Sold only at your one-stop shop, Butco's, where the party starts in Calumet. All sales do not include tax or deposit.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand, where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the Born on Date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, we've got lots of questions. We're trying to get to as many as possible. First of all, Coach, people want to know about tickets to Fargo. Do you know anything?
I do, Dirk. What people should do is call the ticket office, 487-2073. I know they had a waiting list or were accumulating a list for people interested in going to the tournament. We get an allotment of 400 tickets, which I think between players and family and whatnot, we use somewhere between 75 and 100 tickets. So, and the rest of the tickets are open to the general public. I think they're $80 for the all season pass. So that $80 gets you into all three games. So pretty good price, yeah, considering what they've been in the past for the regionals. And there is a chance we could get some more tickets later on. We'll know in a day or two what happens. All the teams get 400 tickets that are there. And then if you don't want that full 400, then the other teams, let's say Quinnipiac doesn't use their 400. Let's say they only need 100 tickets because they're coming a long way. Then the extra 300 tickets they will not use will be split up between the three schools. So we could get an additional 100 tickets. So we're hoping. We're hoping we can get those tickets. By the sounds of it, we'll use all of our tickets, which is great. I'm getting emails from people and texts and watching Twitter, and people are got caravans coming from Minneapolis, and people living leaving from here, and all different places in Wisconsin. So we'll have a good following out there. Why not? It's the first time in 34 years, Dirk. So great rink in Fargo, really nice rink, modern rink.
Tanner Carroll played there.
A lot of our guys who played in the USHL have played in that building, so there's some familiarity there. So anyway, I think it's going to be a great trip and great hockey, really good hockey. And the intensity and the atmosphere and everything gets jacked up another notch.
Should be a lot of fun. Coach, somebody asking about the third period against Minnesota State. They really had our number in the third period. Why is that? Is it because we're wearing down? And what can we do to prevent this?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, in reference maybe the Saturday night game in Minnesota State, but penalties. You know, we couldn't kill penalties. I remember down there, you know, the night we went up losing 4-2, they had a, you know, real nice power play goal that sort of changed the game, you know. And they're, you know, they got a fantastic power play. But here we just got the, you know, the penalties and you just couldn't get anything going. You know, we just, you know, put ourselves behind the eight ball a little bit. And, you know, we have to make sure we stay on the ice. And then when we kill a penalty, then we got to settle down. Or even when we get a goal scored, we got to settle down a little bit. And but having said that, when you're a good team like they are and you get that little bit of spark, it's a fine line, boy, that little bit of jump, just that little quickness, you and I going for that puck, and when you get that little extra energy, that really helps. And I think that obviously that second goal gave them that little bit of jump, and from that point on we just never seemed to get going again.
This listener says, Coach, it's obvious Tanner is struggling, or the Tanner's line is struggling right now. Have you thought about giving Tanner and Alex a different winger?
Well, we have. We put Alex Gillies. We changed from Friday to Saturday night, and I thought that made a difference. Alex Gillies can, you know, get up and down the sheet pretty well. So, but yeah, we watch it a little bit. I thought they played better this weekend. I thought, especially Alex, you know, Tanner's, you know, when you watch a game, is fighting the puck a little bit. It just never seemed to lay flat on a stick for him. I mean, it's just bouncing all around. And I know he's pressing. He wants to do so well. And sometimes you just got to relax a little bit more and not be so anxious. And, you know, I know Tanner will have a good weekend this weekend. I'm not worried about that line. And like I said, they'll be fine.
Coach, we're out of time, unfortunately. We've got a few more questions coming in. We just don't have time to get to all of them today. We spent almost 20 minutes anyway on questions.
Well, we should have another abbreviated show, Dirk.
Yeah, we might have to do that. But the team leaves on Wednesday, it looks like.
Looks like we'll leave on Wednesday, just if everything falls into place. And then, you know, we'll have a practice session there Thursday at 12:45. So we got to get out there and have a one-hour practice session and then get ready for the game early on Friday. So
congratulations on making the tournament,
and,
Coach.
Yeah, thank you, Dirk. It's been a whirlwind, and I just want to thank the fans. I'm so happy for the community, you know, our alumni base, and, you know, all our fans. I mean, just the turnout in Minneapolis and just all the supportive emails. Thank you for all your encouragement, and just thank you for, you know, staying with us and standing behind this team. It really means a lot to the team, so thank you.
That's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mixed at 93. Thanks for all the questions, folks, and we'll see you in Fargo.
Broadcasting. WK. KMJ FM Hancock.
Tequila Bay. Greenland. Covington.
This is Mix 93. WKMJ.